more at sciencedelivers.com. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got mostly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. It's 38 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
From NPR News, this is All Things New. The data shows we are improving road safety in the communities in which we operate.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. And check out the KPR app. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre, filling in for Laura Lorson. She'll be back on Monday.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting the Snowman Concert December 17th, featuring the animated film The Snowman and holiday favorites brought to life by the symphony. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
Coming up on All Things Considered, human rights groups in Israel say that Israeli troops are killing unarmed Palestinians in the West Bank.
What we're seeing is a total impunity for any Israeli who's harming Palestinian.
That story coming up at 3:35 this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. Then stay with us for Film Music Friday tonight. It's all disappointment and heartbreak on tonight's program. We explore the world of rejected film scores. We'll hear Gangs of New York, and Henry Mancini scored for Hitchcock's Frenzy. Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday, tonight from 7 to 9 o'clock on KPR 1. On KPR 2, it's Snap Judgment starting at 7 o'clock.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Civic Choir, presenting a Festival of Joy featuring a variety of choral classics Saturday, December 13th, 7:30 p.m. at First United Methodist. More at Lawrence Civic Choir's Facebook page.
We've got mostly cloudy skies. Tonight we're expecting a low in the lower 20s. Sunny and cold for tomorrow. Highs around 30. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from MSNet.
Another just assumes the worst and acts on it.
Ow!
Yeah.
That actually hurts!
But I don't make it
hard. You didn't even do it that hard!
A trip to the Alps to see and feel a Krampus parade, Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Saturday from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Kay McIntyre. I'll be your local host for Weekend Edition Saturday and the latest Krampus news. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 3:30.
Next chapter.
Her tenure included bringing the NFL back to the nation's capital and securing new sports stadiums. The Democratic mayor's decision now opens the door for other local leaders and some new faces to run for D.C. mayor. Bowser's term ends in January. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good afternoon. There's a developing story out of DeSoto where a large number of law enforcement officers were called to the Panasonic battery plant. The plant was evacuated earlier today among initial reports of a shooting. The Johnson County Sheriff's Department says the situation is now contained and that officers are expected to remain on the scene for a prolonged period of time. Earlier in the day, a Panasonic employee shared a text from the business with KNBC warning employees to stay away if possible. KNBC reports that a spokesperson for Panasonic said there was not an active shooter. The Panasonic plant produces lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles. FIFA has opened up another round of ticket sales for the 2026 World Cup. Madeline Fox reports this round is for the first time since fans found out who will play in Kansas City.
Fans can enter a draw for this third phase of ticketing, the random selection draw, from now through Tuesday, January 13th. Entering the draw does not guarantee you a ticket, and demand will likely be very high. Fans who have registered through FIFA's ticketing site can apply to purchase tickets to particular matches. FIFA offers several pricing levels, but a pair of tickets to a Kansas City match starts at a minimum of $280. The city's most expensive tickets are to the quarterfinal match on July 11th and start at $525 per person. Results of the draw will be announced on February 6th. I'm Madeline Fox.
The Kansas Jayhawks will face the University of Nebraska in the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament tonight. The Huskers are undefeated and ranked number one. Greg Eklund has a preview.
Jayhawks senior Ryan Swanson of McPherson, Kansas, is one of the Jayhawk holdovers from last season and helped KU make it to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2021. She says, under first-year KU coach Matt Ulmer, the returning players successfully blended in with transfers and newcomers from Europe.
It was super cool. And just getting to know each and everyone's personalities, how they play, their playing style was just cool, and just seeing how we could form into a good team.
Swanson was a freshman when the Jayhawks last played against the Huskers, a second-round loss in the 2022 NCAA tournament.
Support for NPR comes from the State
Wolves this winter. For NPR News, I'm Hallie Zander in Aspen.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. If you're bracing for that holiday conversation with a relative you disagree with, NPR's Morning Edition gives you an example of how. We ask hard questions, really listen to answers, and keep it civil.
Oh, forgive me, but didn't you surface that issue? And am I not
Ma'am?
Listening to you?
Listen well with us, weekday mornings.
Join us for Morning Edition, Monday morning, here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts on Monday, A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre, filling in for Laura Larson on a Friday afternoon. She'll be back on Monday.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
A House committee released 19 new photos from the Jeffrey Epstein files. What do they tell us, and when will more information be available? That story coming up at 4:06 on Kansas Public Radio. 19 photos down, 94,950 photos to go. That story just ahead on All Things Considered here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Weaver's Department Store, serving Northeast Kansas from downtown Lawrence since 1857. Open 7 days a week, offering apparel, cosmetics, and housewares. Online shopping available at weaversinc.com.
Mostly cloudy skies this afternoon into this evening. Lows tonight in the lower 20s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the lower 30s. It's 36 degrees in Atchison, 41 in Emporia, 39 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Elsa Chang.
And I'm Scott Detrow. Okay, I'm looking at two jars in front of me right now.
It's 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. From Workday, an AI platform to manage HR, finance, and agents that aims to free business leaders from the mundane so they can focus on more meaningful work. Workday, moving business forever forward. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
I'm Peter Sagal. Lucy Dacus was a superstar of indie music when she joined with two others to form the supergroup Boy Genius. Join us to see if we can get her to admit who has the nicest tour bus on this week's Wait Wait from NPR.
Join us for Wait Wait Don't Tell Me at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got three more hours of All Things Considered coming up. The latest news from NPR and KPR just ahead. The time is 4 o'clock.
Next month. For NPR News, I'm Alex McLennan in Detroit.
After 2 years of renovations, the first and second floors of George and Martha Washington's mansion at Mount Vernon, Virginia, have reopened to visitors. Preservationists say the project restored the home to the most accurate depiction of the way it was when the Washingtons lived there. I'm Ryland Barton. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing extraordinarily creative individuals whose ideas, solutions, and discoveries expand people's expectations of what's possible. MacFound.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area this afternoon. We're looking for lows tonight in the lower 20s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs right around freezing. It's 41 degrees in Emporia, 37 in Lawrence.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Scott.
Something up or withhold anything.
You mentioned the deadline next week for the Justice Department to release all the files related to the Epstein case. How do you expect that release might be different or add to what the House Oversight Committee has released today?
So what the House Oversight Committee released today was from the estate of Jeffrey Epstein. So this did not come from the Justice Department or the government. I think there's a lot of questions around how the government's release of the files will happen. It still remains to be seen whether or not they actually will release things by the deadline. Also, there are means for the administration to redact certain materials or to decline to disclose certain materials. So there's kind of a lot of questions about what we might even see.
That is Haley Fuchs, Congress reporter for Politico. Thank you so much, Haley.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services, including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
Coming up on All Things Considered, we'll visit with the fine folks at O'Connell Children's Shelter in Douglas County. It began as a way to address a troubling aspect of society 50 years ago.
Mrs. O'Connell believed that it wasn't right that when children encountered police, both for their own misbehavior or the misbehavior of others, they sat in the county jail.
The O'Connell Children's Shelter in KPR's Community Spotlight this month. We'll hear that conversation coming up at 4:44 on All Things Considered. Stay with us.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area. We're looking for lows in the low 20s tonight. Light winds from the north, they'll shift to the east after midnight. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies. highs right around freezing. Winds from the north with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Sunny and much colder temperatures in store for Sunday, highs only in the lower 20s. It's 37 in Lawrence, 35 in Atchison, 43 in Chanute, 40 degrees in Emporia, in Topeka, 37. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Americans United for Separation of Church and State
of U.S. citizen, that this SAVE system is unable to identify as a citizen.
How one U.S. citizen's voter registration was incorrectly canceled, and the larger issues surrounding data. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Check out the KPR app for Apple and Android. It's free, and you can take KPR with you everywhere you go. Coming up next, it's NPR News, followed by the latest news from the KPR newsroom. The time is 4:30. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Finish lower across the board on Wall Street as weakness in the tech sector sent the market lower. You are listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good afternoon. There's a developing story out of DeSoto where a large number of law enforcement officers were called to the Panasonic battery plant earlier today. KCTV reports that law enforcement learned of a stabbing at the plant just before 11 o'clock this morning. Officers found a victim with multiple stab wounds. The officers engaged with the suspect, who was shot by a sheriff's office and was pronounced dead at 11:25. The victim was hospitalized with critical injuries. The identities of the victim and suspect have not been released. FIFA has opened up another round of ticket sales for the 2026 World Cup. Madeline Fox reports this round is for the first time since fans found out who will play in Kansas City.
Fans can enter a draw for this third phase of ticketing, the random selection draw, from now through Tuesday, January 13th. Entering the draw does not guarantee you a ticket, and demand will likely be very high. Fans who have registered through FIFA's ticketing site can apply to purchase tickets to particular matches. FIFA offers several pricing levels, but a pair of tickets to a Kansas City match starts at a minimum of $280. The city's most expensive tickets are to the quarterfinal match on July 11th and start at $525 per person. Results of the draw will be announced on February 6th. I'm Madeline Fox.
Senator Jerry Moran and other members of the U.S. Senate want to amend part of a defense bill they say will make flying less safe. A provision in the National Defense Authorization Act rolls back safety regulations put in place after a commercial flight from Wichita collided with a military helicopter near Reagan Washington National Airport. 67 people were killed in that crash last January. Moran has sponsored legislation aimed at increasing aviation safety, especially in congested airspace. It would require better tracking technology for all aircraft, including those operated by the military. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows getting down to the lower 20s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs near 31 degrees. Looking ahead to Sunday, sunny and much colder, highs near 23. It's 37 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from 20th Century Studios with Ella McKay, a new comedy from James L. Brooks.
Carolina, on their album Bleeds, they totally capture what it's like to live in a place like North Carolina and make art and just be, I don't know, kind of a freak in the best way. This is a very personal album, but what I love is songwriter and singer Carly Hartzman's storytelling style, how it's fleshed out by this band who can go from punk to country to huge southern rock without even sweating.
From the script worthy of Spielberg or Christopher Nolan, reading a constant overachieving, I know.
This is a very introspective album. It's also extremely expansive, lush. If you like that kind of sound that mixes hip-hop, soul, and rap, and just great rhyming, you're going to love this.
All right, so let me ask you just selfishly, are there any good jazz albums on this list?
Well, if you know jazz guitar, you probably already know about Mary Halverson, and she released an album with her group Amaryllis called About Ghosts. Our jazz critic, Nate Shannon, called this a thrill ride, and it really is. It's a beautiful, complicated record. To me, it's just like watching flowers bloom, you know? It's just gorgeous.
All right, that is NPR Music's critic, Ann Powers. Ann, I have learned about several new albums myself today because I'm out of touch till I talk to you, and I appreciate it.
Well, keep your ears open. That's my main message.
You can read Ann and everybody else's list of albums of the year at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre. This month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on an organization that's been helping young people in Douglas County for nearly half a century, the O'Connell Children's Shelter. To learn more, KPR's Jay Schaefer spoke with Marin Ludwig, the shelter's Director of Development and Communications.
We're approaching our 50th anniversary next year. O'Connell Youth Ranch was founded in 1976. Mrs. O'Connell donated 120 acres on the city-county line to O'Connell Youth Ranch.
And it was an actual ranch.
And it was a ranch. Well, it was property. And they built the first house, and the first house opened in 1978. And so Mrs. O'Connell believed that it wasn't right that when children encountered police, both for their own misbehavior or the misbehavior of others, they sat in the county jail. So there wasn't any place at the time for kids to go until the foster system wasn't really fully developed in Kansas at that point. And so she thought that it was very important that people have a home to go to. At the point it was founded, it was just boys. She wanted to make sure that the forgotten children had a place to go. And so that started in 1976. And then the children's shelter was founded in 1981 because we needed emergency placement beds, like if it was just a 1 or 2 day stay. And they provided emergency placements, and the ranch was providing like long-term care.
And both still exist.
And both still exist. They're community partners. Those kids, success for them looks like getting out of the system one way or another. A lot of times that is finding an adult, a caring adult in their life. A lot of our kids are older. They're teenagers. They've experienced the system a lot. They've had many placements before they come to us. And so success looks like stabilization, staying in one place for more than 6 months, attending school regularly. And then assessing what is your goal. The foster system, you can technically stay until your 23rd birthday.
So someone could stay at one of your residential centers until they're 23.
Yes, because if you think about it, I was in no way ready to be on my own when I was 18.
I hear you.
I'm 42, and my parents still sometimes help out. A lot of our kids don't have an adult to call in those situations. The studies show that if a young person in foster care has just one, like, caring adult in their life that they can call when they have a flat tire or they've been in a minor fender bender or they got fired from their job and they don't know what to do, just having that one caring adult in your life can really make enormous difference.
That's Marin Ludwig with O'Connell Children's Shelter. She was speaking with KPR's Jay Schaefer for this month's KPR Community Spotlight. One of the organization's biggest fundraisers is the annual Festival of Trees, which wrapped up last weekend. This year's festival raised $240,000 for O'Connell Children's Shelter. You can learn more about the shelter at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Look for Community Spotlight.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for All Things Considered. Coming up on All Things Considered, this is the first Hanukkah that Murray Horowitz will not be joined by the late Susan Stamberg on NPR's Hanukkah Lights. We'll talk with him about their 35 years of making the show. That's coming up in just 4 minutes at 4:54 here on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Partly sunny for tomorrow with highs getting up to only right around freezing. Winds from the north with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. It's 34 degrees in Atchison, 39 in Emporia, 37 in Lawrence, 36 in Topeka. This is KPR.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Scott Detrow.
And I'm This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Heifer International, where people can donate animal gifts to families living in poverty. Whether it's a goat, chicken, or cow, each gift is intended to help families earn a sustainable income. Heifer.org/NPR. From Fidelity Investments, a dedicated advisor can help build a comprehensive wealth plan. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. And from Workday. Workday is an AI platform for forward thinkers, dedicated to transforming the way business leaders manage people, money, and agents today so they can transform tomorrow. Workday, moving business forever forward. This is NPR.
NPR's Morning Edition jumpstarts your day like that first sip of coffee or cold water on your face. Wake up tuned into the world every weekday morning from NPR News.
Boy, it's a lot nicer than a splash of cold water on your face. Join us for Morning Edition Monday morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on KPR. Your hosts this Monday, Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Friday afternoon. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
And as long as I have breath, I will use my voice.
Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast. Available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact and the Doris Duke Foundation.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies this evening, lows overnight in the lower 20s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs right around freezing. It's 37 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
From NPR News, this is...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, with an opportunity to shop for holiday gifts at their annual art fair this Saturday and Sunday at the Cider Gallery. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
Coming up on All Things Considered, stranded in the Caribbean with no way to call for help. We'll hear how the Nobel Prize winner Maria Corina Machado, survived the deadliest stretch of her flight from Venezuela. That's ahead on All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Friday evening. I'm filling in for Laura Lorson. She'll be back on Monday.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
It's all disappointment and heartbreak on tonight's Film Music Friday. We'll explore the world of rejected film scores, the music that didn't make it into Gangs of New York and Hitchcock's Frenzy. Join Daryl Brogdon for Film Music Friday tonight from 7 to 9 o'clock on KPR 1. Over on KPR 2, it's Snap Judgment at 7 o'clock. Mostly cloudy skies this evening with lows overnight in the lower 20s. Partly sunny for tomorrow with highs right around freezing. It's 39 in Emporia, 37 in Lawrence, 36 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me for Weekend Edition Saturday tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Become a KPR sponsor and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Documents. Head Start plays a key role in helping young children with disabilities, though the list also includes the word disabilities.
That's Corey Turner. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good afternoon. An update from DeSoto, where a stabbing and fatal shooting took place at the Panasonic battery plant earlier today. The Johnson County Sheriff's Department is releasing more information about the incident. Officers were called to the plant around 11 o'clock this morning in response to a stabbing. In a press release, Sheriff Byron Roberson says the suspect in the stabbing was shot by law enforcement officers. The suspect was pronounced dead around 11:30 this morning. The stabbing victim remains hospitalized in critical condition. The names of the suspect and the victim have not yet been released. No law enforcement officials were injured. The Panasonic plant was evacuated during the incident, which remains under investigation. Jerry Moran of Kansas wants the Senate to amend part of a defense bill that he says will make flying less safe. Moran and other senators say the provision will roll back safety regulations put in place after a commercial flight from Wichita collided with a military helicopter near Reagan Washington National Airport. 67 people were killed.
There is fragility in the safety of our air system. Now is not the time. Now is not the time to step back from these efforts.
Moran has sponsored legislation aimed at increasing aviation safety, especially around congested airspace. It would require better tracking technology for all aircraft, including those operated by the military. The House passed the defense bill earlier this week. The Senate is expected to begin discussions next week. The body of a Nebraska woman has been recovered in Jackson County, Kansas this week. KSNT reports that a hunter discovered the body in a ditch yesterday in northwestern Jackson County and contacted law enforcement officials. The woman's identity has not been released pending notification of next of kin. The sheriff's office does not suspect foul play at this time. Mostly cloudy skies this evening with lows overnight in the lower 20s. Light winds from the north. They'll shift to the east after midnight. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, highs right around freezing. It's 36 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. The time is 5:35.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
It doesn't work at the way we're doing it. It's just not. You know, that people aren't buying in. It was crammed down our throats.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife is hoping to double the number of range riders they hire next summer.
They're also trying to introduce about a dozen more wolves this winter. For NPR News, I'm Hallie Zander in Aspen.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
It's Michelle Martin. Every weekday morning, my Morning Edition co-host and I have some questions.
What do you say to that concern from voters that there needs to
be... Can this squarely be laid on the feet of the government shutdown, or are there deeper problems?
Do you agree it's important for government officials to be truthful before Congress?
Get information, context, accountability on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition every weekday morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. This Monday, your hosts, Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio. Good evening. I'm Kate McIntyre. Glad to be with you for All Things Considered on a Friday evening.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
We've got just over an hour more of All Things Considered on a Friday evening. Just ahead, tens of thousands of Washingtonians remain under evacuation advisories. That's after several storms have swelled rivers in the western part of the state. It's not clear yet what damage the region has sustained. We'll hear that story from Casey Martin coming up on All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs right around freezing. It's 35 degrees in Lawrence, 35 in Topeka. This is KPR.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
Wait, don't tell me. It comes to us at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
I think the Democrats have been